I'm using this as the intro.
Almost sounds like Rammstein.
It's, what is it? How do you pronounce them? Samael. I love them. They are the most demonic sounding metal. That fucking harsh Nordic tongue trying to handle the English language.
What is it, Swedish?
Something from that. One of those church burning countries where they have like one black person per 100 miles and it's like, we're getting overrun here.
Do they do the corpse paint and all that shit?
They might have in the beginning. They definitely have that logo, like in almost that fucking graffiti tag look to it.
They're all those I think are done by like two brothers. I forget if they're in this area or Florida.
Really?
Florida would make more sense, yeah, because like the drummer who played on our first CD.
Like even the European
like,
he was
into like big death metal. Yeah, it's like they're just like famous for it.
Weird.
Like that, what I'm seeing on the screen doesn't look like theirs.
No, no, no.
But like what you're saying, like the indistinguishable, like
yeah,
all death metal bands
look the
same. It
looks like a fucking graffiti tag where you see something on the side of a train in DC and you're like, what the fuck is that? And if you translate it, it's like run white flesh now.
Uh-oh. Well, you're talking about the ones where you just can't even like figure out what the letters are.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think all those are done by the same two brothers.
Wow.
Yeah, and people actually go to them to have their logo look like that.
Is that the same way, like, in the mid-90s, every rap album looked the same? Like, fucking Juvenile and Lil Wayne and...
Oh, with, like, the fucking the text
weird,
and the way it was set up?
Shiny golden letters, yeah, and the CD spine that had the ribs on it.
I don't know about that, but...
I think there was a studio that handled all that shit.
I was going to say, isn't that this whole, like, Cash Money shit or something?
It was Cash Money, but I think some guy did it for Cash Money and everyone else. And it was like you would scrape together $2,000 and think you're fucking happening because like the one dude in the ghetto with Photoshop was helping you out.
That's like everything being produced by Timbaland at that time. There really isn't one like big producer now, but
well, I wouldn't know.
I mean, like what, mid-2000s was fucking Timbaland or early 2000s.
There's this one fucking album called, like, Honey Bear or some shit, Doing Things. And it's, like, the worst goddamn album. Hold on, I gotta punch it up.
Well, it's, like, a no-name rapper or something?
It's horrible. It's, like, known as the shittiest rap cover of all time. Oh, I gotta bring down this shit. Hold on.
Black Bitch?
No, what? Black Bitch is a black dude. Yeah, like, Honey Bear. Big fat guy. Looks like Patrice. God rest his soul.
I thought Honey Bear would be, like, just some Negro cunt.
Big Bear.
Big Bear? Oh.
Like a big bear doing things. Hold on. This is the look I'm talking about 100%.
Can you turn it towards me? I'm lazy.
Here it is. It's fat fuck big bear. And he's got a big brown grizzly on either side of him.
That's the only thing that stands out to me from any other rap album. The fact that there's fucking bears on it.
Bears. And it's like they have
a... Wait, are the bears wearing like... pimp robes too?
They are, and they're smoking cigars, and one has sunglasses on.
How'd they get the bears to do that?
I don't know. Very well trained. He must have Russian circus connections. I like that.
Another
feast
round of applause for Anastasia. So much better than the savagery of the jungle.
I like that the platters in front of the bears are bear foods, not like, really human foods.
What, honey? And
there's
what
a lot
the
of
fuck
fruit.
Do bears eat besides honey?
Yeah, you know, I'm not... There's a lot of, like, almost almonds and shit. These are very healthy bears, actually.
And
strawberries and blueberries, the antioxidants.
Do bears even really eat honey, or is that just a Winnie the Pooh thing?
They have to. There's no way a bear...
The fuck does honey come from?
Like a hive. I think they just, like, sit there and chew...
I was actually thinking there might be a honey tree.
Yeah, and they just punch their fucking massive fist in the side of it. And then put their muzzle up to the seeping sweet honey.
Like the fucking Mortal Kombat, like in between stages.
Test your might, yeah. Just rapidly mash A and B. Hold on, let's do the intros. Then we'll get back to bear eating. The most fascinating topic on my brain right now. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, my co-host, Will Papa Giorgio.
Ew.
Funny how that works. Show is uploaded every Monday and every Thursday to inpapasbasement.com.
Don't be a social media whore now.
You taking your digs. We'll talk later. Inpapasbasement.com is the site that has my writing. It's got these episodes, again, every Monday and every Thursday, about an hour's worth of show for you. You want to get a hold of us on Twitter, I'm at Papa's Basement. I do a lot on there. Will is at Billy Basil and at...
Social media whoring it up.
No one gets what you're saying.
One person does, and that's all that matters.
You're harassing one person that tweeted you. And at Gray Sky Eternal, G-R-E-Y, that's his band. And you've also got facebook.com/Papa's Basement, and that's about it. Let me see how many times I can fit the word fucking and in there some more. Yeah, that's it. iTunes link. Subscribe if you've got iTunes, an iPhone, anything like that. I'm just looking at Will. I'm like, I know he hasn't done this, but I haven't downloaded your fucking album, your Gray Sky Eternal album off of iTunes.
Damn thief.
What? I hear it for free all the time live, and I steal the CDs you leave lying around the house.
Oh, speaking of live, I don't know, does anyone who listens to this thing like actually live in this area?
Couple, now and again.
All right, well, come see me perform with Bam Margera at...
Bam Margarine?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Margera.
He who bats way out of his league when it comes to pussy. Way too many girls find him fuckable.
It's just, I mean, women are stupid, but yeah, the fact is, like, drunk. I mean, he's not, like, in horrible shape. Not good looking either.
He's tattoos. Very, he's just, like, average dude, but I guess we've hit that point where, like, chicks are almost measuring.
Wait, when you say
standards.
Chicks, do you mean, like, the chicks he dates, or just, like, average chicks are like, oh, he's hot?
I think the average woman on the street, it's one of those things where they probably wouldn't be like, oh, I'd fuck him, just like a cold answer. But I get the vibe, like if he partied with almost any chick, like he's kind of goofy enough and shit, by the end of the night, they'd be like, yeah, sure, I'll toss him some pussy.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, he's dangerous, that sort of thing.
I suppose.
That's the only appeal I can
see. I like
say.
How you're bad-mouthing him before the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say, well, if you want to find out for yourself...
what a cocksucker he is.
Come to Empire in Springfield, Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C.
Used to be Jack's before they flushed away the proud legacy of that name.
Right. On Sunday, March 24th, I don't know.
I'll be there.
And contact me at Gray Sky Eternal on Twitter.
There you go.
Or find us on Facebook or whatever.
They're an actual plugola.
YouTube.
I'm glad you got something out of this show finally, yeah, after all these years.
Let's see how much ticket revenue this turns into.
One to none. I'm going to set the over-under at one.
The VIG is zero.
Yes. I wouldn't gamble on much of anything coming from that. But hey, it's fucking worth it.
But you can download our album on iTunes.
I like how you did that.
As well as other singles. Or watch our new video for Annie Sorrow on YouTube for free at youtube.com/GraySkyEternal.
I like not having to do much. Just like the asshole in the studio next to us. Again, we're too late to see the chick.
Dude, that fucking half a tard out there.
Not Tommy Gavin.
Oh.
I don't think Tommy Gavin's half a tard. I think he's a...
full tard.
He's been a resident for a while.
He ain't faking, that's for sure.
Tard Town, USA. Good for Tommy, though. Still has a show. Still playing heavy metal.
It's like the real life Simple Jack.
The fuck is Simple Jack?
It's Ben Stiller in Tropic Thunder.
Oh,
on
God.
Robert Downey Jr. Isn't that the name?
Is that the full tard?
Yeah, or is that you like full retarded?
Yeah, yeah. I've only seen that once. I really didn't give a shit for it.
Me too.
I thought it was like, overrated
as
all
theater
hell.
Together.
Probably.
I'm amazed at like how many people, I've never heard anyone bash it. It's kind of like Ted. Like anytime Ted comes up, he's like, oh, that movie's so fucking funny. I'm like, it's all right.
I can't rattle Ted because I fucking loved it in the theater, but I was there with a girlfriend who was like, A, thought I was too critical of all comedy, and B, loved it. So you walk in, you're like, I gotta fucking like this.
Is this the Negress?
Yes, the Negress. That shouldn't be enough to push me into really liking something that I wouldn't, though. I genuinely liked it in the theater, and then we watched it, when I was like half drunk and asleep on New Year's night, because that's how
Eve.
We roll. New Year's Eve, yeah. And I fucking didn't laugh once and then rolled over on my...
I'd laugh, but there's just these... And again, we were watching the whatever the fuck, director's cut.
Oh, so bad. So bad. Just watch the normal cut. Any director's cut of anything comedically is shit. It's fun to watch the scenes where they're just beating off for 18 minutes and riffing, like, for an occasional joke here and there that would have worked.
Like Talladega Nights or something?
Yeah. But the problem is, when they release these director's cuts, they're just integrated into the flow of the movie. So suddenly it's maybe 12 minutes longer, and it's just complete filler.
Well, what is a director's cut? Is just like the editing the director did? It's not like every single fucking shot.
No, no, that would be like 180 hours.
Yeah. And so it's just like what they feel the movie should be, and then it gets sent to the studio, and the studio has their own editors.
Something akin to that. In theory, like for dramas, like when James Cameron puts out a director's cut, it's because James Cameron was like, this is what I fucking wanted you to see. That's with funny. Ripley and the
Someone
aliens.
Someone that powerful still isn't in control of their own work.
Even he. like anytime, billionaire. Anytime you have problems eating shit, exactly, think about that. A man literally at the pinnacle of his business who has movies number one and two. Like, how freakish is that? Across genre?
What, Avatar and Titanic?
And Titanic, yeah.
Goddamn, Avatar, was that fucking big?
Well, because there's inflation. 3D. People wanted to see it, and the tickets were like $16 in 3D or some crap. I mean, it's the same way like Gone with the Wind.
I remember people were making
its box office still stacks up, and the tickets were like 4 cents and a hen's feather.
Yeah, like, well, how the hell do they not compensate for that? Just because inflation's like hard to quantize.
It's weird. I think you mean quantify. Quantize sounds like a black athlete trying to sound smart. If you quantize the intellectuality of the situation we find ourselves in, its dubiosity is to be believed.
Fucking LeVar Arrington
show. I didn't use that name. I was just thinking it. It's, you got to think, it kind of exists in a different time. Like Gone with the Wind, everyone in the country saw it, but what the fuck else were they going to do?
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
You could beat like a barrel's hoop around with a stick, or like
throw stones at a Negro.
Exactly. Yeah. Commit hate crimes and do your arithmetic on slate with a fucking piece of chalk or whatever. And that was it.
Rape a slave wench.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird like that. Even though the numbers are, if you just go by numbers of tickets sold, it's completely different from what's top in the box office.
Then why isn't that the standard?
Because Hollywood controls that shit. It's not like the government swings in and they're like, we want truth in advertising when it comes to these movies. No, they want to beat their dick and be like, Avatar is the biggest movie of all time.
Album sales. I guess it's, you know, you don't say like, oh, well, Thriller costs $10 and fucking some Madonna double album costs $39.
Yeah.
Some shit. So therefore, it made more money and it's better.
I would like to say it's the work of the shifty movie Jews, but they control the recording industry as well.
But also, I mean, I guess movies, it's weird because then you have the home sales, which, you know,
a lot of
live music, it doesn't count.
Yeah, a lot of people will wait till a DVD comes out or they'll say, fuck it, I'll watch it on HBO.
But is that counted when people say like Avatar gross, blah, blah, blah? Is that
No.
That's just box office sales.
There's box office, and then I guess there's total revenue as well, which is completely different because then you're talking TV rights and all that crap.
So usually when you hear like it's the biggest movie of all time, that's box office.
Just being tickets in hand.
Fucking number of tickets sold.
Yeah.
But who the fuck kept track of that in 1910 or whenever the fuck Gone with the Wind?
It was weird. They kind of didn't. It's almost guesstimation. I don't know, man.
I was going to say, you didn't have goddamn computers. What? There's some guy like fucking TikToking like some little paper computer punch
chads,
hole.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know. It's fascinating. I just know it's a very bullshit number and it doesn't adjust for inflation.
Yeah, like album sales, you know, they only started counting it whenever the fuck you put that stupid little barcode, whatever the fuck is a name.
SoundScan era, it's called. Yeah. That began.
Like, they don't even know how many records the Beatles really sold, I think. Yeah.
They have to go back and guesstimate. Like, everything they talk about now. If you read the fine print, it's like this statistic from the SoundScan era.
So like,
which I can't, it might be like 90 or something, or 91. It was really recent.
It's been like CDs. Yeah.
Black Album was like almost the beginning. Metallica's Black Album from 91 is like almost the beginning of the SoundScan era.
So how the fuck can they say Thriller sold 32 million? I guess, you know what? There's probably records of like how many copies
units
like
shipped,
stores
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Purchased. So they go according to that.
As far as I can guess. And
Alrighty
now it's just
then.
What you move on iTunes.
Yeah. Easier to keep track of, I suppose.
That is incredibly easy. That's one central thing.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like how many people fucking just rip your shit off. There's websites where you can dump a YouTube link into and just convert the audio to MP3. Like, you don't even have to, like, use, like, Kazaa or, like, BitTorrent or anything.
Really? You just make one big MP3 off of someone who's, like, dumped a YouTube album cut?
Yeah, and I'm sure that audio quality is shit, but...
No one cares.
You can rip YouTube video and audio really easily.
I don't. I'm not a purist. If I really care, I'll grab the album. I don't do music anymore. I don't know if that's an age thing or just me getting weird like that. I mean,
most of it's
shit
these days. Like, I do like some things, but in order for me to buy a CD, I have to, like...
I can't even tell you. I think the last CD I got was like a bunch of Jackson 5 shit when Michael died.
Oh, you're one of those people.
I was more at the behest of mom.
He was such a genius.
The Jackson 5 fucking rule. Don't even start me on that.
Name one song.
Oh, the love you get. Or hold on. Damn it. Why did I fuck that up? I didn't even go with an easy one like ABC.
No, that doesn't count. Or Rockin' Robin. Exactly my point.
The love you say might be here. The love you save.
All right, I know shit, so I'll take your word for
it. There you go.
Name all five Jackson members.
There's Tito.
Yes.
There's Michael. There's Jermaine. There's little Donnie.
I've never heard that name, so I'm just going to take Did you make that up?
Totally. All right.
Randy, is that one?
No, that's the...
No, but there is a Randy Jackson.
That's true.
But was he one of them?
I don't know.
Because there's, what, three sisters and six brothers? Is that it?
It sounds about right for the full count. I thought we meant literally the Jackson 5. I know Joe is the dad that mercilessly beat the shit out of all of them.
Yeah. No, I'm saying who are the five Jacksons?
I don't know.
Jermaine. Wait, was Jermaine even in it?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Which one was he, guitarist?
I don't know. Fucking, it's like five black dudes in afros. It's like describing a rape. I don't know.
All right. Good enough.
I like how you just let that slide. You're like, there's nothing offensive about that comment.
All I know is the only Michael Jackson song I really give a fuck for is Dirty Diana. And that might have been, I can't speak English, just because I saw some cunt strip to it the night of the Super Bowl.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, it was kind of hot. Even though her body wasn't that great, she had natural tits, which is horrible.
Dirty Diana stripping sounds fucking sexy.
It was pretty cool. And then there's some fake-titted bitch who came out afterward and wanted to get a dance from, like, never appeared. Because, like, some of these higher-end clubs, like, I noticed it a lot in Michigan. Like, they have these fucking whores.
Land of the higher-end whore.
Like, come down from a stage and then go back up it. Have you ever been to a titty bar like that?
Come down from a stage?
I can't fucking speak English. Jesus Christ, okay. I'm tired. I've been working. Come down stairs.
Okay.
Like, there's a stairway leading to the stage. Like, these fucking pieces of cunt are descending from heaven.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, when their set's up, they go up and then... You know, whatever. Work.
Oh, they just disappear?
Twats through the rafters and come back down to...
No, the only weird thing I've ever seen strip club-wise was at Showcase Theater, where...
Which was in a house? You're right, that was pretty weird.
First of all, it was in a house. A big house, but a house.
In the middle of an industrial park where he looks like he gets shot and
killed. That was creepy as shit.
Any moment. I think it reopened. We should go sometime.
I'm down for that. But
PYOB.
The girls.
They encourage you to go out and drink in the parking lot.
What
to circumvent liquor laws.
What blew my mind about it.
A classy establishment.
Was the girls didn't really have like a set stage order. Like they just gave a shit someone was out there. And the really popular ones never left the lap dance area.
That's like any titty bar.
The least popular. No, I thought girls, if it was like get your ass on stage, it goes. Guy Diamond.
No, because I mean, now they have like computers to keep track of. Like, notice, but like when we went to McDougal's,
yeah,
the Brazilian, you know, the love of my life.
Yes.
You never saw her on stage once, right?
I don't remember.
It's rare. No, because she's a fucking pro. Like, she knew how to fucking work that shit and actually make money. And like, she would tip the house mom or whatever.
Oh, just stay the fuck off the stage. Okay.
Well, I mean, they took care of her, you know, because she took care of them. Like, she said, like, I never saw her on stage once because she knew how to fucking, like, grab people for lap dances, which is the real money.
It was a waste of cash.
The same thing with that bitch. What was a waste of cash?
Like, getting on stage if you're a successful lap
dancer.
Right.
Why would you make ones where you could make 30s?
Yeah.
It's math.
But Showcase was the extreme of that where the good girls, like, it wasn't one chick getting out of stage duty. It was all of them.
So basically all the white chicks? Blacks just getting their fucking...
No, I don't remember a lot of sisters at Showcase, in my experience. I remember there was one
I don't think I went there
blonde
once.
Chick who it literally, like, she was the least popular dancer, and it got to the point she was doing, like, multiple dancers shifts in a row.
That's sad.
And you could just see her face.
Well,
because like,
they probably only had,
life.
Five girls there. I mean, it's complete amateur
hour. No, I remember being
hour.
Deep as hell. And there was like 10 girls working lap dances just nonstop, getting passed around by those wonderful Latino gentlemen.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah. Definitely a lot of beaners.
Yeah, it was a brown crowd.
Did I go there once with you or twice?
I've been twice.
Once with like Kaplan.
That's the time I remember.
And it was pretty crowded, right?
Both times I went, it was a fucking sea of gross humanity.
Oh, that means we need to go back. But no, I was going to say the same thing with Paradise City. That fake-titted, pilled-out bitch who I usually get the dance from.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rich did too.
Yeah, yeah.
Jersey.
I hated that cunt.
Like, you never see her on stage because, again, if she's making money, the club's making money. You know what I'm saying? So they're not going to be like, oh, you know, stop doing this fucking dance for like $75 or $150, which we get like a third of a cut from, so you can go on stage and give us like 5% of the ones you make or whatever the fuck that profit sharing is.
I'm trying to steer from this into the Oscar Pistorius story.
Okay, so from one cunt to another.
I was gonna say one beautiful lady to another, but you
one
put your
cunt who
on
deserves
it.
A hole in her head to the next.
Will, how familiar are you with this, was it Reva Steenkamp is the supermodel girlfriend he had?
I heard Ron and Fez and maybe, mostly Ron and Fez just making like footless jokes about him.
Okay.
Like
what I'm hearing so far.
So I know next to nothing.
Okay.
And like is there something else with some guy like beat a bitch to death with a cricket bat?
There is something tied in, I've heard. That is the one detail I'm not really sure. They said something about finding a bloody cricket bat within his little mansion or whatever. Pistorius last year busted his ass to compete in the regular person Olympics, not the
Cripple
Olympics.
Oh, he's that guy? Like, there's not more than one?
No.
So he's fucking
quote-unquote
flipper foot.
Blade Runner. Yes. That's why people give a shit
about
this.
So why didn't he just fucking kill her like in Seven? Just fucking stick that spatula foot up her box? And then when the cops are like, you know, she died from bleeding out from that. Be like, what? She wanted me to. Like, that would always be my excuse. Like, if you want to kill a bitch, just fucking, like, choke her during sex. Be like, oh, she's into it.
Oopsies.
Or actually, no, you know what? I read one time in Playboy, you can kill a bitch by forming an airtight seal
around
her
vag, yeah,
and blowing really hard. Like, you're trying to inflate a mattress.
And then just be like, what? It's a new cunnilingus technique.
Dude, you know you wouldn't get sent up the river for that. No one knows that.
Well,
be like, what? I'm
now
sorry.
Now they know we do.
Exhibit A.
They're in my alibi. Fuck stick.
But seriously, like, yeah, I guess you do that, and somehow that translates to like a bubble in their blood that then travels to their heart.
I don't. Yeah, it's exactly. Literally, their cunt tube just goes right up their aorta.
But yeah, so it's like if I was ever going to kill some woman I hated, who
I know it's
an
easy
to.
Way to kill baby. It's probably just like popping bubble gum. You just blow that little soft spot goes.
Wait, what?
Like the little tissue paper in a fucking kazoo? Like,
wait, you'd stick your mouth on a baby's twat?
Yeah. Well, for fun. But to kill a kid, that's like a poor man's abortion, too, I believe. If they're pregnant, you can just go like...
Oh!
Only so much space in there, I suppose.
Did you get the backwash right away?
Yeah.
Is it like doing a beer bong? Or it's like you gotta clear the fuck out when you know you can't swallow anymore.
Like someone hurls a Hawaiian punch against the wall.
Like fucking stick your thumb over the hole so it doesn't go all over the floor.
Yeah, apparently that works.
Jesus,
too.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, if there isn't Planned Parenthood in your neighborhood, kids, and you need to kills.
Oh my lord.
Give it a shot. There's that, and there's gravity and stairs.
And coat hangers.
But
good old fashioned wire coat hangers.
There's no. I have seen like actual cervixes from that week I spent in that coroner's office when
that
I was.
That
like,
got coat hanger, did?
No, oh. I've seen the little hole you're trying to thread that needle through.
Oh, yeah.
Like. That thing is Luke bombing the Death Star tight. There's no way you're not going to scrape that. It's literally maybe 16th of an inch wide or something like. You really just kind of have to ease it in and then hope.
Oh god, this. Oh, this
it's
is
just
horrible.
This fleshy donut.
I know. Like I know what they look like. Yeah.
Yeah, with it the looks like tiniest a, hole.
Yeah, it looks like almost like an inverted asshole kind of.
Exactly. It looks like a comically tight asshole.
Oh,
and just imagine
that means you got like fucking triangle. Oh, sorry,
thread it. Yeah,
oh, sorry.
So what do you do to make it go in more easily? Do you just take that fucking flat edge of the coat hanger and go slowly? Do you whittle it down into a pike point? God. And then just burrow it into the side. Oops, missed.
It's like the first time I've ever felt empathy for a woman.
Oh, it's disgusting. Like, there's no way a woman does that and lives unless she has, I don't know, Wolverine's
just
healing
has a
capability.
Fucking, like, hole between her uterus and her cunt for the rest of her life.
It's a it's a fucking petri dish down there. It's like one nick. Oh, I'm going to die of sepsis. Fucking babies, man. Why isn't abortion just so legal?
And easy.
Yeah. I mean, who could oppose that?
I don't know. Like,
it really blows my mind that people are like, A, there's a God, B, he cares about killing babies.
The fuck, these people, yeah, again, I mean, it's the age-old argument, but you're okay, like, bombing the shit out of people for war.
Yeah.
Just because they're from a different country.
Yeah.
Like, fuck them.
Back to Oscar.
All right. Okay, so he's the famous dude who, like, petitioned.
The Blade Runner from
last year. So he actually made it into the real Olympics?
Yeah, where I believe he got torched by real athletes.
Okay, I do remember that, where it's like it wasn't even an issue because he just got his ass handed to him.
Non-cybernetic organisms, exactly.
So was it from the knee down he's spatula?
It's like.
Or is it from, like, the fucking hip down he's spatula?
No, it's. I've been looking, like, I've gone.
Does he have a spatula cut? Where he has like a nub flipper. That showed and a fucking butter knife for the rest.
It's this weird thing where he looks normal up to the knee. He's a good looking dude. Like, he looks like a kind of like shittier hairline Tom Brady, but Tom Brady is apparently corked
also
that bad.
Also a shitty hairline.
Yeah. So it's normal down to the knee, and then it kind of tapers off like an ice cream cone, if you will.
Like George Washington's pants.
Yeah.
Tied over like tights.
And he has to, I don't know if there's a bone in there or not, so he kind of has to like just pour that jellyfish shit into the mold of the spatula leg and then run on those.
Ugh.
So the whole,
how do you lose them? Is it genetic or car accident?
He was born without bones, like from halfway down the shin on or something like
that. That's
a
good way for a professional runner to start out their life.
Yeah, so they
boneless from the knee down.
Yeah, just
want to be an Olympic athlete.
Fucking Asian man's dream. Oh, look at tiny foot and tiny slipper.
What did you try to fucking go into gymnastics? Where you could just do, like, bar shit?
I would do the weightlifting shit. Like, those assholes who are, like jaws ate them, and it's just their rib cage and arms, and they bench press, like, 400 pounds, and it's like, oh, my God, this 40-pound man bench press.
Wait, they're seriously guys like that?
Yeah, and they go by weight class, and they're just missing half their body. So, of course, they can bench, like, a shit ton for their weight. It's not like they have ant DNA mixed in.
So they're, like, beating the shit out, like, little skinny guys?
Yeah, they're just, like, a third of a person.
They look like Walt from Shallow Hal.
Dude, literally not even.
Spino bifida.
Is one of those deals, like, that fucking.
I have no legs
who
from
was
kids.
The guy who wheeled out on your stupid Jesse James show. And like they had
you mean that brave Iraq veteran?
Yeah, exactly. And they put a pillow in front of him on the wheelchair in case like he just tipped over. Like there's that much of them left.
It's fucking paraplegic or whatever.
Yeah, and they bench press. And then it's like, oh, this guy weighs nothing.
I was picturing the dude. Have you seen Kids?
I've never seen Kids. No. And it's like Rosario Dawson, right?
There's this guy who's basically like waist up. And then he's just like pushing himself around on a skateboard on the train. It's like, I have no legs. I can't handle it.
How do you live like that? I can understand like kind of missing your thighs, but once the genitals
exactly.
are gone.
If I had no dick, I'm committing suicide.
Yeah, well, what's there to live for?
Nothing. You are not a man.
Maybe I would be like on heroin 24/7. And like
you'd have to, because like that whole sex drive, like Chris Rock, you know, says so greatly, like drives men to fucking like build skyscrapers and like invent the wheel and fire and like every great accomplishment. Notice why men invent everything.
Can you
just
imagine,
to get themselves laid?
Can you imagine having that urge and not have like people go nuts because they've lost their arm and they get like phantom arm pains? Can you imagine
phantom
dick and balls pains? Yeah, like oh my God, I'm looking at this picture, I'm getting a massive boner. Wait, I'm not.
Oh, because your brain's still sending out that like
yeah.
neuron.
Your
or whatever.
Brain is just desperately hammering away at the fucking Ken doll pouch you have down there, going, no. "Get up, damn you!"
I don't understand how guys can live if they can't fucking get a rod.
It's not life. They exist. I wouldn't call it living.
Just like some, and it's usually because you're like fat and out of shape. Like, how could you choose food over the ability? I guess you're probably not like getting good pussy anyway. Probably some equally fat, disgusting pig blob.
But I imagine being like a fit soldier, and then some fork mine in the Nam just comes and clips you in half.
Like, was it Tom Cruise and Born on the 4th of July?
Well, he's got his shit.
He's paralyzed because he's like, penis, fucking erect penis.
Doesn't he pull out his catheter piss bag?
Something like that. I don't know. He's bitching about how he can't get wood.
Yeah, and then he's with that Mexican hooker, and he feels alive again. And then he wheels back, and he's like in love. And then he sees that she's a dirty hooker, and she's fucking other guys. Yeah,
I forgot. I saw that when I was a kid. Like, I barely remember that.
There's very little to recall. But Pistorius, shall we?
I was gonna say, is it pre or post Gump? Pre, man.
What?
Like, did Lieutenant Dan rip him off, or vice versa?
I don't know, he was like 10 when Lieutenant Dan came out. I think he's like 26 or some shit.
Huh?
Pistorius?
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about fucking Born on the 4th of July.
Oh, Born on the 4th of July was probably 89. Gump was 93.
Four, yeah. All right. That settles that then.
Yeah.
Gary Sinise is a thief and a con artist.
My fat Asian wife, Susan. I need to see that again.
So spatula legs. Did something to his bitch.
Spatula legs shot his woman in cold blood.
And his excuse was he thought she was an intruder.
He's claiming now he thought he was dreaming about being broken into his place.
Yeah, that'll hold up in court.
Exactly.
I thought I was dreaming. What the fuck does that mean? Why? Because he can't say is an intruder, right? Because he hit her like perfectly three times. Is that it? Like, he didn't miss her, and he got, like, two headshots and a chest shot.
It was like...
two headers and a center mass, and not one goes through the fucking wall.
Guy played a lot of Operation Wolf as a kid.
Guy sleeps in fucking night vision goggles.
Apparently...
he used the glint off his fucking legs from the moon to just illuminate her perfectly. Like, when people hold him...
The situation is... she runs to the crapper. We don't exactly know why. Door is shut.
Drop mud, probably.
He starts just unloading.
I'd shoot a bitch if I knew she was duking in my house, too.
Whatever.
Like, fucking go to the gas station, you cunt.
You fucking watched girls drop deuces right in front of you in the goddamn room.
No, I didn't. She'd show it to me, that fucking disgusting pig. Oh, maybe she's shit in front of me, nasty whore. Ugh.
Then you put your mouth on it.
Not after that.
No. I can't even acknowledge that, like, women go to the bathroom and then go down on them.
Yeah, especially ass eating.
I take that back. I did it once.
What, you ate some bitch's ass?
No. I'm not a big ass eater. I know you do.
The dirtier, the better.
I would... oh, God. No.
You never had a woman put her feet in your mouth like she's putting out a cigarette?
I would literally bite off the fucking toe like I was about to get raped and I was fighting for my life. Like a prison rape, I would just chomp right down, spit out the toe cock.
Nope, you don't know how to make love.
No, foot in my mouth. You are going to need a steak for those eyes. You would have walked into a lot of doorknobs if you try that on me. I don't do that. And the
foot Joe.
I'm not going to deck you and, like, crack your ocular socket if you try that, but I will do the Homer Simpson mouthful of cloves and Tom Collins mix. Let's go get your mother. It's just going to be a good out now.
Never play with yourself while a woman jiggles your yam bag.
No, man. Feet do not belong in sex. The only thing I want to see about a foot, like, as if it's on my shoulders, and I've just bent you back like a folding fucking chair.
Like Bill Lumberg and Aniston.
Exactly. I'm okay with that. That is the extent of a foot and its involvement in my sex life. And with ass eating, like, I do that the same way like a black guy will eat box. Like, if I've heard you shower for 30 minutes and then you dumped boiling water from a coffee maker on it, I'll go down then.
What if it was just some PR bitch with, like, a perfect fat culo? Nice and round and firm. It's like heart-shaped.
I would want
that
to...
that nice separation between the cheeks.
Yeah, but I'd want to A, pound her vag, B, fuck her mouth, C, fiddle-faddle with those tits, and D, maybe plow her ass, but I wouldn't like be like tongue in it. I don't get that urge.
It's just where you and I differ, my friend.
Like, I like eating box, but I wouldn't like fucking unfurl it and then try to find that little magical tube that the urine seeps out of and start lapping
pussy,
around.
I don't
right
find
that.
That attractive unless some chick just has like a perfect box, which is rare.
I'm good with it.
It's
as long
very
as
it's rare.
Shaped.
Like I find like a chick's fucking twat itself like good looking, and usually it's in porn. I don't think I've ever like been with a chick in person and just be like, wow, her pussy's like.
Well, it's never like her
immaculate
legs spreads and I'm like, va va voom.
But see, there are some chicks like that. Like if you go to inthecrack.com, where it's like nothing but like just close ups of chicks' pussies and assholes, pretty much. Like,
I've never been there.
I mean, it could be Photoshop too, but there's some chicks.
Know what
like,
I'm doing in my night.
Especially young bitches. You know, it's nice, tight lips and clit, and everything's like pink. You don't have that multi hued, like, calico pussy. There's like different shades of like pink and purple.
I know what you mean. Looks like a roast beef in various stages of cooking. No, I've dealt with box that I was an actual big fan of. I know what you're saying. There's every. I don't know if I've ever seen box where I was just like offended by its appearance.
Older bitches. It looks like Peter Griffin after that stroke on one side of his face. Fucking stroke.
Yeah,
pussy.
I suppose when it loses elasticity, and
especially
would,
after kids.
I know the one, twice where I haven't been a fan of just the exterior. It was just lack of grooming. But there are certain girls, fucking, you know who turned me on to this?
I'm lucky. I've never been with, like, any really hairy bitches since maybe,
I've
like,
been
high
with
school.
Two where, like, razor had not touched.
Ever?
Well, like, I don't know their shaving history, but yeah, in my entire life, I've played with two girls where it was just, like, the back of an Italian's neck.
It's horrible.
It wasn't fun, man. I refused to go down. Like, they would do
I
it.
I refused to do anything. I wouldn't
want
to fuck it. I don't want to feel some bush tickling my balls.
I would fuck it, but...
feel like a mouth fucking some dude with a beard.
It wasn't nice. Like, I want to be able to put my tongue everywhere except their ass. You and I part ways there, Jules. And, yeah, when that's out, when that's taken out of your game, it isn't... It's like seeing Robert Griffin once the knee's gone. He's just a pocket passer. It ain't pretty. It isn't the same thing.
No, that's the worst when some bitches... like bullshit for one reason or another. Either she's stuck up or, like you said, something like that just ruins your routine.
But
they're like, oh no, I have to look at you like an individual.
It's fucking,
I can't just run through the motions I do with everybody else.
It's weird. I really hadn't considered what I found attractive on box. I just thought it was like grooming and then just a vagina was a vagina as long as they didn't really have some droopers hanging out.
No.
Like no one likes that. Where it just looks like a fucking sea anemone opening up.
I'm going to look up in the crack, see if I can find
find some of the all-stars that'll convert me. Make me realize I was all mixed up on this subject. But Jim Norton, man.
I just typed
and his
in,
tirades about pussy.
I haven't looked it up on the phone, so I just typed in the sea. It is the first thing that comes up. People are disgusting. And there's several other websites that... you know, start with the same thing.
It isn't in the charitable mood.
All right. So what were we saying?
I was saying Jim Norton and his tirades on Opie and Anthony
about
what he loves.
Well, he talks about big pussies.
That is kind of what I dig. Like an actual like lip that sticks out a bit. Not again, not from the inside. I guess the labia majora instead of the menorah, like what the Jews would light at Hanukkah.
Here's a couple like. Well, I guess that's what he's talking about, fucking like roast beef pussy. That's nasty.
He likes the curtains. I'm not a fan of the curtains. In the crack.
Pick one from the lineup and then.
I don't like the speculum photo so much. That's a little gauche for my taste. That's a tight little ace. Hold on. It's loading. Oh, that's nice.
Which one?
I don't know. It's some, you know, just kind of tasteful white girl ass, but she's bent over. It's jutting out. It's in panties, though.
I thought we were judging fucking holes.
Okay. Let me go back to hole judging. Sorry, I got a real thing for just, like, ass through panties and vag through panties. Tight shit.
Camel toe?
Not the camel toe, just the puffiness of the actual lip through the underwear. These are actually some busted-looking vagoos. Black chick's cobra hood pussy.
Well, no one wants to see old wallet pussy there.
I'm okay with the wallet. Okay, all right. I think I got a winner. On inthecrack.com.
They get the big plugola today.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, yeah.
Their servers will crash as soon as this is aired.
Oh, of course. We'll bring them to their knees. That one I like.
I mean, you see the lips. I'd say that's... They're too long.
Let me take a look
again. Almost like fucking Homer Simpson's mouth turned sideways.
Oh, yeah. No. I like the pronounced lips. I don't like the inside shit hanging out at all.
Well, you can't see inside.
Well, that's... I like that. There's some girls in that position.
Like, that looks like someone just took a soldering iron to a leather couch.
There's some girls in that position where junk's protruding. Where it looks like the tongue of a dog you've walked too long.
Why is there only like 8 pictures on here?
I don't know. That's the site you gave me.
What the hell? This is a horrible mobile site. Oh, wait. You can go left and right. Hold on.
I was scrolling around for a bit.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're right.
But speaking of pussy lips, back to Pistorius' girlfriend.
Yes.
Hold on. I got to look at a Riva Steenkamp, I think. One of those real I hate the blacks names. No. Like that fucking Dutch South African look. The blonde ones. Like the ones, they're so white they could call us the N-bomb. Uh-huh. And you'd be like, yeah.
Bring that bitch
up. That's what we
are. I'm just going to be looking at pussies and assholes silently on the radio.
Glad you're bringing that level of professionalism here.
I'm still, you can look her up.
Okay.
Pad.
You're right. God damn it. This is horrible. Like this bitch looks like she has roids. What the fuck? Normally there's some good ones. Let me Google.
It is Riva Steenkamp.
All right. I'm going to Google Rachel Starr in the crack. Because
there you go, Will.
Typical. Oh, is she a model?
Yes.
Yeah, like, again, pretty, not sexy. So.
That body is so fun in person, though. I know, like, it isn't that inspiring when you look at the photo, like a model's figure. But you see it in person, it floors you, man.
Yeah, but the in person doesn't equal in bed. All right, here.
Oh, yeah. You see, you want a chick who fucks like a champ. I'd rather just like a 10 who is a 5 in bed.
Well, I want a chick who just looks like she's built for fucking, like giant fake tits, tons of makeup, who looks like just taking loads is her profession.
You are the Shakespeare of our time.
Thank you.
I don't know what else to say.
And I think I just got a virus because now I can't go back.
Riva Steenkamp gets murdered by this fucker. First of all.
Well, maybe she served him a cold dinner. How do you know she didn't quote Don Juan about maybe she had it coming to her?
Oh, Donnie G. She gets shot 4 times through the crapper door, which, first of all, is an embarrassing way to die. You've locked yourself in
the shitter. Oh, she was on the shitter?
Not like Elvis death, but I think she was kind of hiding in the bathroom, and he probably puts one round through. You know how bathroom doors are.
Yeah.
They disintegrate. So he probably shoots, does a fucking shining, sticks his head through, and then just unloads and kills her. And he brings her downstairs, I think at this point, like his uncle or something like that, or maybe paramedics had already been called. And she was apparently alive for like 5 or 10 minutes, which is...
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. What a shit shot, right?
Well, I mean, it kind of gives him plausible deniability because it's not like he burst in and just put one through her fucking head.
Well, the neighbors are like, we heard them fighting for hours before this happened.
Oh, well, then you're done.
Yeah, like, he's fucked. He's cooked. Because... What's funny to me, everyone who's seeing this, I think especially dudes, are like, what the fuck? How is this guy just not grateful that this model was fucking him? She was like smart, too. She did grad school and shit. She was not the average retard model.
Makes my penis soft. Bitch knows how to read.
Crazy dancing makes my penis soft.
But, yeah, I mean, obviously she wanted to fucking leave his flipper ass.
I guess so, but... It's weird.
Couldn't fuck her doggy style with his lack of knees.
Yeah, I've really been picturing how they fucked way more than I'd want to. And, like, maybe he could do
weird... I'm sure
he'd
have to be on the bottom.
Maybe he can just do, like, weird sex tricks, though, with his fucking legs. Like, have you ever... Like, they're kind of springs. You ever think he just, like, rocks his torso up and down and could stand up and be, like, this kind of hobby horse fuck?
I'm giving up in the crack.
Right. Don't worry about it. I'll look it up later.
All right, so... Back to what's going on in the moment. Can you bring up a picture of him? I want to see exactly where he's nubbed off.
Oh, sure.
Fuck. Any special positions? Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, maybe. Like,
well, metal shit. First of all, his shins can pop off, so maybe he can
do some
weird...
Oh, no, I can
hear
out of my left ear, and it's gone. All right.
So maybe he
can,
like...
That's the way things go in the studio.
Hop on her like some alien face hugger and do some weird shit that way. But he's got to do some weird bouncy crap with those legs. Or she's like, spank me with the fucking legs.
Yeah, but there probably can't be like that much give to him. So unless you're hanging like 4 inches, like
really? Because I'm like picturing Homer's neck when Bart has the magical powers and turns him into a Jack in the Box. Like literally.
No, if you run on them, they have to be pretty fucking stiff. So like,
see, I figured
you could maybe get like an inch and a half.
Oh
give.
No, I'm picturing like he has a house leg. That's just a fucking coiled spring almost.
Slinky.
Like literally just springs you would see in industrial equipment and he bounces around. Like a fucking Easter bunny.
So it's like knee down pretty much.
Okay, here's the actual like 100% drawing.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Could you imagine fucking a bitch like that even if she was a famous athlete?
And hot. Do it for the story.
Right, but I'm saying like actually be with. I'm sure she said the same thing you did a few years ago.
You know,
how long were they together, does it say?
I believe a couple of years. I could be wrong.
So yeah, she wanted to fucking leave and
probably
spatula foot couldn't handle it. Because that's probably like the first hot piece of tail he ever landed. Because I guess he got her like right when he was peaking.
It's weird. I don't know. I really don't know what that guy's banging life is, because you have to figure, even with the legs missing, he's in great shape the rest of them. Women overlook crazy crap.
I mean, they're less down, superficial than men.
They're down for fame. They would totally be okay with just like, oh,
well,
he's
is this
really
chick famous on her own?
He's up.
Or is she like a model, mayhem model?
No, she's above that. Like, she was in South African FHM and crap like that. I'm trying to think of like the shitty equivalent here. Maybe like an... What is that girl, Ariane Celeste or whatever, the UFC ring chick?
Yeah.
Maybe like a nod below that.
That's pretty low.
She's pretty low, but she's hot. She's hot and she's smart. And I think it's funny, so many guys are just like, your first reaction is, Jesus Christ, you legless freak. You get to fuck this bitch and her reward for being good enough to fuck your crippled ass is death.
Well, obviously, she was on her way out.
It's weird. No, I don't know what else to say. It's not very insightful.
They're going
to
go for fucking crime of passion.
Of
like,
course.
If they were fighting. Like, that's his only fucking way out.
I don't think it was premeditated. He probably, you got to figure, you're born without that shit. I don't care how successful you are and how good you look from the knees up.
You're angry.
You're an angry motherfucker. Exactly. Yeah. That's unless you just somehow are blessed with like, the soul of a saint.
No.
Like, even an average person would be bitter as shit.
Why else would someone without fucking legs want to run in the Olympics?
It's just the biggest fuck you to God.
Exactly. It's, you know what? I'm going to prove that I can do this. I can do whatever. It's fucking egomania. Like you said, it's bitterness. It's jealousy of even just some fat piece of shit who can get up out of their booth at Bob Evans. You know,
it was like when John Bobbitt got it lopped off and then they kind of like thickened his hog up and he's like, I'm going to go into porn. It wasn't like,
oh, that's the saddest thing ever. Have you ever seen that?
No.
He can't get a rod for shit. So it's like these bitches are sucking his limp dick. And then like all of a sudden, you know, with the magical like 1991 porn effects, he turns into Ron Jeremy and then Ron Jeremy fucks him.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, that's like a fucking Turkish taffy. I mean, you can't fucking mend all those like little vessels and shit that carry blood.
I wouldn't trust them to put on my goddamn thumb, much less my prick.
Yeah, and like Ron Jeremy can't fucking get a rod for shit for the past like 15 years. He just fucking like grabs it around the base and mushes his dick into a bitch's pussy like space.
Oh, he just does the fucking the finger cock ring.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I guess he's got enough where he can do like a fist cock ring, but yeah. Still, yeah.
Not me. I have to do like the picking up a tea with my pinky out.
He's basically like fucking trying to like squeeze toothpaste. Oh, I can't speak English. Toothpaste. The bitch is cunt.
Toothpaste. That made me laugh.
He's just.
I've never seen.
Trying to
the
mush
actual...
all that blood to the front.
And looking back, man, I think wasn't Lorena Bobbitt like kind of fuckable? Like some hot.
I don't know. You
Latina
look
puss.
I was just forgetting.
I mean, obviously from, now she's a dog. It's been 20 years.
From around the fucking corner here in Manassas.
Where was it exactly in Manassas? Yeah, for those who don't, we record in Fairfax,
imagine.
Virginia. This was like, what, 15 miles away? That whole saga?
What the hell? We're exit 62. They'd be exit, say, 47, I assume.
Yeah.
So, 15 miles. God damn, I'm out of it. They are from Manassas, right? Like, I'm not
no, absolutely.
That
yeah. happened. Like, I always, I didn't know.
It's so
it was,
weird because as a little kid, like, they didn't, it was such a big story. Like, you didn't even appreciate it was
I
local.
Fucked her.
Ew, no, man. She looks like fucking Darlene from Roseanne.
Like, Spanish. Like, Darlene's maid double.
There's a little Brenda Brennan there, almost.
I wasn't going to say that after you're like, ew! But there's a touch of the at Brenda Bren
but
to Lorena Bobbitt.
No, I always found actually. A fucking, what's her name? I want to say Sarah Chalk, but that was one of the Beckys. What's Curly Hair's name?
Oh, shit. Isn't she a dyke?
Probably.
Yeah,
I found her repulsive.
Darlene on the show. But
that's just her real name. God damn it. That's going to piss me off.
Yeah, I really.
Because she did like host SNL. And she had like a career for like 2 minutes.
She had a name that was like
some stupid
one of the
name.
Bitches from Little House on the Prairie. She had the same last name.
Let me look it up. Sarah Chalk keeps coming. But
it's not.
Darlene Connor, real name.
Just look up Darlene Connor. You'll get a hit on that.
All right. And we're loading because I get no fucking reception in this dog shit studio. Motherfuck.
Hold on. I'm punching it up. Da-da-da-da-da. It's Darlene Connor Healy, first of all.
Oh, yeah, because she married David.
Sarah Gilbert.
God damn it.
And there's Melissa Gilbert was from Little House on the Prairie. Yeah. That was it.
But I was surprised David, I guess, is actually in one of those big shows.
Oh, Jonathan Galecki or whatever?
He's looking Big Bang Theory.
He's in
Theory.
Big Bang Theory. Okay. And he was all over Entourage, which I was watching ceaselessly the past couple days.
Oh, good for David.
Yeah.
Wonder what happened to poor Mark.
Well, actually, like, on Entourage, he has a beard and doesn't do the nerd voice and shit. And he's, like, not a bad-looking dude. He's probably, like, 5'4", but I'm sure he pulls, like, all kinds of Hollywood box.
I think he's married and shit. No. The only reason I even remembered him is because he's in one of the stupid, like, inserts that comes in the Sunday paper, like Parade or some shit.
Yeah.
Interviewing him. All right, so.
Well, the other guy OD'd, I think.
Mark?
The other husband? Yeah. He was, like, on Angel, and I think he fucking OD'd on Smack or some shit.
Oh, yeah, mixing PCP and hair on. Not the wisest of ideas.
I didn't know if it was a mix, but he dead. He die.
Yep, he gone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck we're
Which
even talking
Becky
about
Which Becky would
here.
You rather fuck?
Oh, this is an easy one. The one from Scrubs.
Yeah. That's
the way hotter Becky. Wasn't the other, the first one, like 12?
At the time. So, I mean, recently there's some promo where I guess it airs on TV Land and they did Becky versus Becky.
Uh-huh.
There's actually a picture of them all from now. And it has the two Beckys arm wrestling.
Oh, is the first Becky like kind of fuckable now?
Yeah, she's not bad.
I mean, I just know the Scrubs one because I watched like the first couple seasons of Scrubs and she was like pulling off her top and in a bra the whole time and shit.
I never watched that show, but yeah, she's
okay.
All right.
Yeah, I would have definitely fucked Becky 2 over Becky 1.
How the fuck do you... And didn't Becky 1 come back or something?
I believe so. I lost
she pulled
track
a
of
fucking
that.
Frusciante? How's that happen?
Veronica's back on this show. What do you want?
Yeah, good point.
It's...
Whatever happened to Fatty Pig Fatty? Fuck her.
Why are you getting me in so much trouble?
No, she's fine.
The fucking Roseanne ending. Like, remember we got into that show years after the fact, and we're kind of watching it out of sequence in TV Land?
Yeah.
The last couple of seasons were apparently, like, comically fucking garbage.
Oh, yeah, it's awful. Like, I don't remember.
The last episode especially.
Well, no, basically what it was is, like, they win the lottery, and
that's for the last year or two, though, right?
Yeah.
The premise?
And Dan, so they're, like, millionaires all of a sudden, and Dan,
How
like...
How fucking shark jumpy can you get?
I don't know.
Holy
I mean, that woman is nuts. She lives on a fucking, like, macadamia nut farm in Hawaii, you know? I mean, I'm sure she's
worth
Roseanne like,
Barr's a piece of shit,
$600 billion. Dollars.
I mean, she's weird and gray and just smokes pot and... But
I mean, she's respectable. She's like in her 30s with like 3 kids and married when she like made it in stand up. Like, she
no, that's cool.
Out
yeah,
of fucking blue.
And honestly, good for her. But I don't think that is like Roseanne was too on board with that idea. I'm sure she did it and she didn't like poo poo it, if you will.
I don't know, man. Wasn't she like always in charge of that shit from like day one?
That just seems like maybe.
They might have been mirroring her own life. Like, then the money was pouring in at that point.
Maybe
art
you might be onto something,
life.
But that always, to me, is when a guy who's doing a story of like, I'm one of you, I'm from the street, and then they make it.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. Eminem, to me, is the big one, where Eminem had to like start rapping about being famous and shit like that. And
yeah, but
like,
that's, to me, is more respectable.
Oh, no. I'd rather they kind of just dredge up the old shit.
No, just be honest. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I never listened to Jay-Z. I don't know. I don't know why people think he's good, first of all.
His first album was great. Reasonable Doubt.
Is it about being, like, hood and shit?
It was, like, it existed in this weird period after West Coast rap was kind of played out, like the 2 years Tupac was big, mm-hmm. and then it came back east, and it was like Raekwon and Jay-Z did this shit called mafioso rap, or that's what it's been named since, but it was like envisioning yourself as like this powerful Don type
thing.
But he was good doing that. Like,
how about you rap about looking like a turtle?
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking just do...
Getting on your knees and thanking
the ninja
loving
rap.
Christ daily... That you fuck Beyonce when you go home.
Do the goddamn Ninja Rap sequel, you fucking turtle-faced motherfucker. You stink.
He can eat my ass now. I don't give a shit.
Doing fucking, like, stock portfolio commercials. That's why, like, I wouldn't even put Eminem, like, nearly in the same category as him. Eminem kind of, like, fucking peaked and then just became reclusive. He hasn't done shit.
He came
No
back.
One knows
he,
if he's
had,
like 250 pounds now. Think he got
really? I thought he had an album come out like last year or some shit, or 2 years ago. That Love the Way You Lie, that single.
Yeah, that was huge. You're right. That was probably 2010.
Yeah, he came back with that.
Right, but it's not like he's still putting shit out all the time. Jay-Z is constantly in the fucking news. And I think part of that's Beyonce, too. But it's like, all right, you want to
fucking
buy the
Nets? Well, he's always been
like,
I almost
like
want to be
a
famous
businessman.
For, yeah.
No, he said that.
Business.
Like, fuck you. You know what? Not to sound racist, but you're black, so... Let's call a spade a spade.
You can't perform simple calculations.
Yes. Even if you're worth 500 million times more than I am.
I don't know. That was a weird thing that started, I could be wrong on this, with the Wu-Tang and WuWare. And then it was like every rapper had a fucking clothing line. Every rapper.
Well, how did he really get like famous? Like Big Pimpin' was like a hit. No
Hard Knock Life
than fucking,
was
like Ja Rule
that
had
was the,
hits.
That was the second thing. Hard Knock Life.
So what fucking separated Jay-Z from Ja Rule? One's like in prison right now. The other's worth $500 million.
I would say, first of all, Jay-Z always did want to make money, like kind of entrepreneurially.
So he probably did to invest in shit.
He was doing the clothing shit real quickly.
These other ones, just I want 37 Lamborghinis today.
Yeah. And then Ja
One
Rule
in every color.
Is just a dope who's doing all these interchangeable duets with girls.
And it sounds like Cookie Monster. He stinks. Whatever fucking happened to that bitch Ashanti? I think she pumped my gas on the way in here.
Oh, Ashanti. It was one of those things recently I saw her like...
Sucking dick for money.
Yeah, on roundandbrown.com. just like a picture of her at some premiere that they were like, we're going to get Ashanti for. She's fucking black chick, so she doesn't age whatsoever. So she looked the same, just not famous. Fucking cute black chick in a dress. It's Ashanti. She didn't look that good, but I wasn't a huge, like, I want to fuck Ashanti even back then.
No, I don't like Beyonce even. I'd rather fuck Kelly Rowland than Beyonce.
Do you know how many men I've had this talk with, and a lot more than you think?
You know it's a like, goddamn wig on Beyonce's head.
I've shown that picture a million times. Just look up Beyonce, like, wig mark, and it's one where they did a shit job gluing it in.
Yeah, you see,
and she looks like a fucking Klingon. Like, just a ridged brow all over the hairline.
Yeah.
No, it's bullshit. Who knows what the fuck her real hair is? I don't know what's going on there.
I don't like black chicks. Yeah, something about Kelly Rowland. Like, nice body. Nice
Kelly
lips.
Rowland, I fucked the shit out of her. She's, like, really black-featured looking, too. And
that's
she just,
weird. Like, I don't like black chicks, but, yeah, like...
She has a sick body.
The ones I do like tend to be, like, fucking,
really
like, out of BC.
You know, I run the gamut on it, man. I'll hit whatever.
It's like her and Jada Fire. Like that, but I wouldn't fuck Tyra Banks or Holly Berry.
Oh, I'd fuck them too, but
Jada Fire is so hot. I don't even know what the fuck it is. I mean,
Jada Fire
tits.
Is pure animal attraction. I have never met
She's
a dude.
She's even kind of fat. But
I've
like,
never
no.
met a dude in my life who like has seen a fucking shred of Jada Fire footage and wasn't like, I would fuck the living shit out of that. Anthony Cumia would fuck Jada Fire.
God damn, she's hot.
She's great. I love those huge exit wound nipples she's got. Those just are great
tits, completely opposite direction.
She got into the business late. You were talking about Roseanne. Here's another uplifting story. I think Jada Fire was like a fry cook till she was 28 or some shit. And then it was like oh, I can get fucked.
Suck dick for money.
Yeah, my pussy squirts like a fire hydrant in a black neighborhood on a summer's day. I can do something more with my life.
Good for her.
Yeah, God bless her. But Kelly Rowland, definitely the best. The little bobblehead is the worst. The one that replaced the other two.
I didn't know she was replaced. I don't know either of their names.
I literally just know Kelly and Beyonce. There's the third one with the little guy.
Little pet nigger.
she's like from a gospel background. Michelle Williams, maybe. I don't know. It's Heath Ledger's widow.
It's Michelle something. You remember.
Yeah. But there's
speaking of black bitches, are we about to get booted out of here in 2 minutes? Or?
Oh, shit. Yeah, probably. God damn it.
Anyway, Pistorius. Girlfriend, go.
It's just fucking pathetic that the hot piece of ass died. Best thing for her career she could ever do, by the way. She's been Googled like left and right.
Like fucking OJ's bitch.
No, not as... That wasn't as good looking. But she was a mom in like 30s. I'm sure Nicole Brown, like at 24, whatever the hell age this one was probably pretty fucking smoking.
I don't know. Either way, they had it coming to them. As men, we always need to side with our brothers. Because you know what? They all treat each other like sisters. So it's us versus them, people.
I don't know. That wasn't... Hold on. Now we have to wait for Surf Rider to load because I didn't load it earlier. God damn it.
And waiting.
This was a clusterfuck.
Oh,
yes, there it is. I had fun, too. It was just sloppy. I can acknowledge when we have a messy one.
Oh, well. Like a bowel movement.
When we did something
as
bad.
As long as there's laughs in there, who gives a fuck?
I like more organization, but if there's laughter, it was at least a B.
Shit is never organized.
Once in a while, it kind of has some sort of flow. The A to the B to the C.
Maybe when that putasita's here, there's not a laugh to be had.
Yeah, that does seem to be a complaint. Okay.
But who's the one tweeting about Irina being funny? She fucking stunk, too. At least Veronica's decent looking.
Some British chick who lives on a Scottish farm or something. We have a weirdly
go fuck yourself
audience.
Up your twat, you slag.
I think she's like 12.
I don't even know what to say to that.
She looks very young.
What are you doing listening to this, Phil? Why don't you go dogging? Dogging in the streets of Yorkshire.
Oh my god. I literally have three people that tweet me that they listen to the show and you shadow two of them. Yeah. Good work, boyo.
Alright, well how about this? If you're 12, send me a picture of your box. Oh!
You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Will over here. He's Will Papa Giorgio.
Yes.
You want to get a hold of him on Twitter, it's at Billy Basil or at Gray Sky Eternal. That's his group, and you can find their album on iTunes as well. In case the abuse he inflicted upon you indirectly via MP3 wasn't enough. Oh, and you also shat on Brenda Brent. So
why?
You actually
I didn't say anything about her.
She said she looked exactly like Lorena Bobbitt.
I said there's a little bit of her there, like just in the eyes.
Okay.
And I said, like, I don't think Lorena was hot. And then I segued into thinking the bitch from Roseanne wasn't hot.
It's weird. When you're a kid, you don't realize, like, some chick, I guess, is like a fuckable 5 in real life. It's kind of like only supermodels stand out to you and give your little hairless dick a boner.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, well, it's a topic for another time, a real debate for the ages. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. Go there for the show, uploaded every Monday and every Thursday. Subscribe to iTunes. The link is on in Papa's Basement as well. And there's a bunch of my writing there to be had. I guess that's it. We can go home. Relax, do nothing.
Yes.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.